Well, welcome everyone. This is Jane Duber, and I'm so happy to have you all here for the three C's of your next big business breakthrough. This is an exciting night for me. It's a night where I'm sharing with you some insights that I've gained not just in my 25 years as an entrepreneur, but also as a coach to some amazing, remarkable entrepreneurs who are on the path to growing their business. And when I decided to do this call tonight as sort of a preview of an event I'm having in October, I really sat with the question of what can I bring to the call that's fresh and new, that's completely a representation of what I believe all of you need to be mastering in order for you to take your businesses to the next level. So I want to just, I'm kind of acknowledging that you're in the right place if you meet these three criteria. So it's fun. I love the fact that I have a handout for all of you. So no matter whether you're with us live tonight or if you're listening to the replay, we're going to leave this handout on this page. Because I love the idea of you staying with me, staying focused, and so I'd love to give a handout for that. So if you don't have the handout, go ahead and go to Business Mastery Summit, and that's summit with two M's, businessmasterysummit.com, and there at that URL, you'll be able to find a handout that's at the top, and it just simply says, click here to get Jane's handout for her call. So that will give you the handout. If you don't have a handout, don't worry. Stay with me. I make this really easy for you to understand what I'm sharing, to take great notes. So please just go ahead and get that handout or give yourself the gift of being separate from the chaos so that you can take some notes. Now, you're in the right place if, number one, you're open to discovering a new perspective of what it takes to succeed in business. Now, for some of you, you may not even know my work or know me. You're here because someone suggested you come. I've built five businesses over my 25 years as an entrepreneur, and every single time I bootstrapped it, so we started it from nothing, and every single time I took it to the point where in anyone's mind it would be considered successful, not just because of the revenues, but also because every single time I got better at allowing myself to have a life in the process. So if you're open to a new perspective of what it takes to succeed in business, you're in the right place. The second thing I want to kind of propose is if you're ready to have more ease and confidence while you're growing your business, you're totally in the right place. Because I believe that this gift of entrepreneurship, no matter what kind of business you have, it is a ground for your transformation as a person, as a business owner. And so what we're looking for is a greater sense of ease as you move throughout your day, as you make your offers, as you grow your teams, as you sell your products and services. We're looking for more ease and confidence. So if you're wanting that, you're in the right place. And the last thing is, if you are one of those who is absolutely done, and I mean finished, with spinning your wheels as you grew your business, then you're also in the right place. Because part of my commitment as a coach and a consultant is that every effort that you take to grow your business shows you some kind of result. And that's not necessarily the case with a lot of business owners and with a lot of entrepreneurs. We try things that may not be right for us. We put our efforts into places that may not really grow our business. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, you're in the right place. So if one of those kind of resonates with you, congratulations for saying yes to tonight. Now, before I get into the content, I want to just acknowledge we've got some really cool groups, a couple very special groups of people here on the call. And my guess is you're going to fit into one of these. Now, the first group I want to acknowledge is my Business Mastery Community. This is a group of people who said yes to my offer of coaching with me personally. We've got three different levels of the program, Silver, Gold, and Platinum. And many of you guys are on the call tonight, and I just love you guys. I am so honored to be working with you personally or having you in the virtual level of the course, because every single day I'm inspired and I'm touched by your stories, and I just want to say thank you for being here in this public call tonight. We also have an interesting group. We have what I call experts. I'm using my little fingers to put quotations around that. We have experts on the call, and those of you who are the experts, I consider those to be speakers, trainers, authors, coaches, consultants. For some reason, I'm drawing a lot of you guys to my calls and to my community. And I honor you because I'm one of you. Now, some of you I'm helping monetize or leverage your expertise by helping you develop virtual courses through my other company. I have two companies. Some of you are in the Business Mastery Program. But I want to honor the experts on the call because what I love about your work is you're feeling called to make a difference, and I really want to honor that. And I want to say thank you for being here. And while I may be working in the virtual course world with you, I'm so excited to give you some strategy tonight because that's really what's going to allow you to touch more lives. A huge shout out to direct sellers on the call. I have a huge group of followers who are from the direct selling world. It's because I've owned a direct selling company. I founded the Direct Selling Women's Alliance with two other individuals. So I mean, I have this great, beautiful group of people who are in the direct selling arena. And what I want to honor about you is that you all have this beautiful vision for something bigger for yourself and your family. And I love the fact that even if you can only work part-time, you've chosen a company and a business that you love. And I applaud you for wanting more in your life. And so I honor you for being here tonight because I know that what you're going to learn is going to help you be more effective with your direct selling business. So yay for having you here on the call. And then there's another group, and you may be new to me. Maybe I haven't had a chance to know who you are and what you're about. Maybe you happened upon this call because you got an email or somebody nudged you to be here. And I'm just really happy to have you here, to be in the space, and to have you get a sense of what my perspective is around growing a business. So those are the groups that are here. And I have goosebumps, and I'm just so incredibly grateful that by you guys being on this call, you're helping me live out my mission. And my mission here in my business world is to impact change by helping you understand that you get to have a really beautiful, successful, profitable business, and you get to have a deeply fulfilling personal life. You don't have to give up one for the other. And I know that because in my five businesses that I've built, every single time I've gotten better of leaving more space for me, more room to breathe, more ways to connect with who I am and the ones that I love. And so what you're going to see tonight is the content that I'm sharing, the three C's. I think it's so funny. I've gotten a lot of emails, people trying to guess the C's, and some of you were right smack dab on. But the underlying piece that you're going to notice is that there's a theme in my work, no matter what I'm doing, this call tonight or in the Business Mastery Program or when I do a keynote. And that is that I believe that in order to truly succeed in business, we have to master what's called the inner game and the outer game. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And these three C's are a representation of what happens when you put your attention on mastering these parts of your business. So my invitation to you is to really stay open, to give yourself the gift of this time. Because in essence, there's going to be something that I say tonight that is going to be a golden nugget for you. It's going to land really deeply. And it was so funny. I do a Monday message. So for those who are in the Business Mastery Program, they get a Monday message from me in their inbox on Monday. It's a video that I do. It's super short, like 7 minutes. But it's about some sort of aspect of the internal game. Sometimes I've done it on overwhelm. I've done it on all sorts of different aspects of the inner game of entrepreneurship. And someone said to me on a coaching call today, said, gosh, I swear, Jane, whenever I watch those Monday videos, I feel like you filmed it just for me. And that's the experience that I want you to look for tonight. What do I say that you feel is that's the message that you're on this call to hear? Look for that, because when you find that, you know that this investment of time tonight was so worth it, and you're going to take it forward, and it's going to have you see things differently. That's the piece that I'm inviting you to do, but you've got to stay present with me. Now, at the end of the call, as I said, I'm going to announce a really great special, and it has to do with the summit, in my event that I'm having in October here in Monterey on October 7th through the 9th. So I'm going to make an announcement about that. But I want you to know that I'm all about delivering incredible value tonight, something fresh and new that you've never seen about growing your business. And I'm also extending an invitation for you to be with us. So just know, I love being transparent and letting you know that that's really kind of what this is all about. I want to make a difference in your life, and I also want to extend an invitation. So that's going to happen at the end of the call, and then, of course, we're going to pick that lucky person who gets to have the 3 months in the program, which is a $900 value. That's going to be at the silver level, so they get to experience the virtual part of that program. Okay, so hopefully by now you've all had a chance to go to businessmasterysummit.com, grab a handout, or grab a piece of paper and a pen, and we're going to dive into these three C's. Now, you'll notice on the handout that there is a grid or there's a visual on the second page of your handout. It's a two-pager. And on that second page, there's a circle that has four quadrants. I mention it only because the three C's sort of connect up to that. So as you're here on the call, just know that this is my four realms of entrepreneurial success, and those four realms are vision, mindset, strategy, and action. Vision, mindset, strategy, and action. And those are the four realms that I've discovered over these 25 years growing businesses, that if we master these four, man, anything can happen. We can move mountains. We can change the circumstances of our life drastically if we manage these four areas, if we master them. So just know that that's there, and I'll reference that wheel as I go through the three C's. So I want to begin with the first 3C. And I saw a video today by one of my mentors, Brendan Burchard, and he used this phrase game changer. And so I'm going to bring that into this call, because I believe that when you have this present, this first C, present in your business, it is a game changer. It does change the way you see things, how you move in your business. It changes everything. And that first C, if you can guess what it is clarity. Clarity. The first C. What I mean by clarity is, you know, all of a sudden the doubt and the confusion and the uncertainty sort of goes away. Because as I work with people in through my coaching practice, oftentimes a person will come to me, and there's a sense of sort of almost like a frantic energy about the entrepreneur, and there's sort of a sense of uncertainty, and that uncertainty is causing stress, or that uncertainty leads to fear. And so what I see happening with people is there's three things present. There's confusion. And that confusion is oftentimes about where to put their time to get the biggest payoff. There's uncertainty. And uncertainty is often about, what exactly am I offering? How do I talk about my business in a way that engages others? So there's some uncertainty. And the last I oftentimes see is doubt. Yeah, I've got a clear picture of my business. I'm okay with getting out there and talking about it, but is my vision really going to happen? Is it really going to happen? So confusion, uncertainty, and doubt. So here's what we know about those three things. When you're standing in any of those three, or possibly a combination, when you're standing in that place, it can be pretty tough for you to be powerful in sharing your business. And so what we're going to talk about tonight is how to keep you in a place of feeling empowered. And clarity is one of those things that can keep you in that place of feeling empowered. Now, what I found is that, you know, as we're growing our businesses, we want to find ways to move towards clarity. And so I wanted to share why that's important and how, what are some things that you can do to get clear. Now, in the Business Mastery Program, I talk about the three levels of mastery, right? So it's called the Business Mastery Program because, quite frankly, so I have a master's in business. So I went to school and blood, sweat, and tears to get that master's in business. And what I am here to tell you is that master's that I paid a lot of money for and spent a lot of time getting is not what makes me successful. It's the kind of stuff I'm sharing with you on the call tonight. That's what enables me to grow businesses. And so I talk about the three levels of mastery. And on the first level, if you're taking notes, I want you to write down four words. And once we can get clear about these four elements, we've got a really strong foundation to build upon. The first one is mission. I'm going to come back and explain it. The second one is market. The third M is message. And the fourth M is model. mission, market, message, and model. Now, I'm going to explain each one, but here's what I can tell you. When I come into a business that's maybe been 3, 4, 5, even sometimes 10 years in business, and the revenues have flatlined, or the individual, maybe that's a leader in direct selling, her business has plateaued, I can pretty much tell you that part of that's because either they never got clear on these foundations, so they were always kind of building the second floor of the building without the first floor done, or circumstances have changed and these four things are no longer the same as they were in the beginning. So mission, let me explain to you why this is so important. When you are clear about your mission, and when I speak of mission, I talk about how your gifts and your purpose line up with your business, how those two intersect. When you're clear about how your gifts and your purpose show up in your business and that your business is a vehicle for you to live that, when you have that clear, you become unstoppable. It's remarkable. I've seen it happen. And sometimes it doesn't take much to have that shift happen. But when you go from, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about that, I'm passionate about my business. Well, passion is great, but passion is sort of, that's the level below, you know, that purpose and that mission. Because then when you're on a mission to something, you know, you can handle a little rejection. You can do things that are outside your comfort zone. But sometimes passion can wane, but the mission remains constant. So that's the first thing we got to get clear about. So as I'm going through these four M's for this clarity piece, I want you to really connect with that. Do I really, have I connected my gifts and my purpose to my business in a way that makes me unstoppable? The second M is market, and I mean target market, right? These are the people that you want to serve. And when we get really super clear about this, this is why it's so important. Many of you have not really committed to the specific kind of person, their, you know, how they're wired, who they are, where they are, the details of your market, you've not committed to that, and so you're trying to speak to everybody. You're trying to speak to too broad of a market. And when we speak to the broad market, what happens is our message is watered down and we don't really excite or impress anybody. But when you can get super clear, crystal clear, about who needs and most importantly wants what you offer, and even go even further than that, find that group of people who are happy to pay you for it and who you want to work with, that's where the magic starts to happen. See, part of the reason I do these calls is because I know I have a certain style. You know, some people, you know, I'm pretty real in how I coach and how I train. I try and bring authenticity to the plate. I try and bring transparency to the plate. And maybe that doesn't jive for everybody who's looking for a business coach. So I do these calls because I'm searching for my market. I'm searching for that ideal client who likes and resonates with my style and my message. So where in your business can you get more clear about your market so that when you go out and market, you're speaking so succinctly to that person that they say, yes, I want what you have. I want to work with you. I want your product. I want your service. So that's the second M. And just imagine the clarity of mission and the clarity of market just there, how much more you'll be able to move with greater confidence because of the clarity around those two things. The third M is message, and oh, I have to say, like this is where my heart goes out to a lot of people because I meet many people who are on a mission. They're clear about how it all aligns, and they know exactly who they want to work with. But this third M is the place where they're off, and that's the message. What is your marketing message? What's the message that in a succinct, clear way really lands with the person you want to work with? They understand in a very succinct fashion how you can help them, how you can take away the pain, or how you can help them get towards the dream that they're wanting. See, when you can clarify your message, all of a sudden those conversations that may have felt uncomfortable before, all of a sudden they become easy and actually to the point where they become fun. So clarity of message can be a game changer in and of itself right there. You'll start to see people resonate with you more. They'll get more engaged in what you're talking about. You'll have more people say yes to your offer. So message was that third M. And then the last one is model. Now, this is a little more involved. This is why with the Business Mastery Program, we actually spend quite a bit of time on this one. When I say model, I mean revenue model. What's the revenue model for your business? Do you really understand where the money comes from? What are the different ways that you bring money into your business? Because we're all out to make a change. We're all out to do something big with our gifts and impact change with our product. But the reality is we don't have a business unless we have revenues coming in. So getting really, first of all, crystal clear about where the money will come from, and then do what I call, which is diversify. Like, I'm really big on diversifying your revenue streams coming into your business. And FYI, those of you who are in the direct selling world, you actually have three avenues of revenue that you can tap into. But until you're clear and aware of them and understand that we want to have, you know, strategies for building each of those revenue streams, or if you're an expert, multiple revenue streams available to you. But I come from this place because most people, they have a product or service, they define how they're going to sell it, they go out there and they start to market it. But let's be really strategic. See, that's the external part of entrepreneurship that we want to master, is being strategic in our business, and that begins with you knowing here's where the money comes from and here's how much is going to come in. And this is when it gets really fun. So if you think about your revenue model, it's first getting clear, and secondly, diversifying. See, I think of your revenue model for your business as kind of like your portfolio, right, your investment portfolio. You don't put everything in stocks or everything in bonds. You spread it out. And the reason we do that is because if the stock market, unfortunately, takes a big dive, well, if you've got it elsewhere, then you're not going to be at risk. Or, you know, bonds. So we do that we diversify our investment portfolio to protect ourselves from the ups and downs that are just natural. That's what your revenue model should do for your business. We want to have multiple streams coming in so that when one maybe takes a dip or a break or is out of season, then we've got it coming in from elsewhere. But consistency, sustainability in business comes from consistency. So those are my three level. That's the first level of the three levels of mastery, those four M's. And so the clarity, when you have clarity in those four M's, I'm telling you it's a game changer because you can move differently through your business. And I use that phrase a lot. So what I mean is when you go out and interact with people, you come from a more powerful, empowered place. When you have a conversation on the phone, you are more empowered to have really meaningful connections because you're clear on those four M's. So, but the problem is it can't happen in a vacuum. This is what I know. You can't go off in a corner and define these four M's and not have feedback and support from people. It's just too hard. And so that's where I'm suggesting that however you get that support, whether you become a part of the Business Mastery Summit and come and be with us in October, or whether you look at the coaching program, which can be done long distance, you need to get some support around those four M's, and we actually devote a number of weeks specifically to that so that you can move forward with confidence. So my invitation to you is to look at those four M's and ask yourself, where do I need to get more clear? Where, if I just got a little more clear, would I all of a sudden have greater confidence and have, you know, go and have those conversations from a more empowered place? So which are the four? And write that down and see what you can do in just the next couple of days. I'm all about you guys just from this call tonight going away with a whole different view of your business and actually experiencing more success just in the next week. That's my intention from this call. Okay, moving on to the second C. This next one, I've actually referenced it a couple of times. That's how important it is. But the second C is confidence. Confidence. It's that, you know, we vibrate, we sort of bring a different energy to everything that we do when we're coming from a place of greater confidence. The confidence enables us to have more joy, more ease, more fulfillment in our work. And what I find is you'll see in the wheel down below, I have a quadrant there on mindset. And for me, in order for you to build your confidence, we need to learn how to manage mindset. So this is why, as I work with entrepreneurs, see, I can give you a fantastic strategy. We can identify a marketing avenue. We can detail the steps that you might take to have greater lead generation. But if you're not managing your internal game, your mindset, the strategy is not going to give you the same impact. So that's why I spin two plates at the same time. We work on strategy and we work on mindset. So you'll notice from that the wheel that you see on page 2 of your handout, mindset is made up by 4 areas: emotions, perspective, inner dialogue, and beliefs. So we work every single week on really shearing up those areas. So if you look at those 4 areas, emotions, perspective, inner dialogue, and beliefs, just know that it's those 4 things that make up how we see and experience every single day of our lives, not just our businesses, but our personal lives as well. So can we manage, can we learn to manage those emotions of fear, doubt, worry, overwhelm that all of us, including me, experience on a regular basis? How do we move ourselves from that place to a more empowered place? How can we shift our perspective of a seemingly dismal situation? How can we shift our perspective so that we can feel empowered and come up with solutions? How do we quiet that inner dialogue? My goodness. You know, getting a handle on the inner dialogue is an important piece of you being able to be powerful in your business. Because sometimes you're saying stuff to yourself that isn't supporting you. You need to be your best cheerleader. And then the last one is beliefs. This is big stuff. But I can't possibly teach business without addressing these 4 because they so impact how you take that strategy and how you take your business out to the world. So when you look at this issue of mindset, which is how we, you know, in essence, we're managing mindset so we can build our confidence and get out there and take on the world and make the vision happen. What I find with entrepreneurs is there's a myriad of emotions that show up naturally. If you're feeling these, it's okay. Feelings of overwhelm. Wow, lots to do. It's a never-ending list of things to do, right? So overwhelm is oftentimes an emotion that entrepreneurs feel. Doubt is often an emotion that entrepreneurs feel. Is it really going to work? Is someone really going to want this? These are all emotions that happen on a day-to-day basis. Fear. Fear is another one. You know, the fear of us stepping out in a bigger way, trying something we've never tried before, talking to someone that scares the pants off of us. That's an emotion. And then the last one, I threw this one in. I like this one. I threw it in because I think it's relevant for some people on this call, and that's apathy. That's a disempowering emotion. And there's a way for all of these, you know, even just the 4 that I've mentioned here, there's a way for us to move ourselves from that place to back to center, back to connectedness to who we are and what we're up to. And so part of what we're looking for you going forward in order to build that confidence is to manage your mindset by, there's really, in essence, it involves a couple things. And the first thing we have to do in order to manage mindset is what I call detached awareness. You need to know what mindset you're in. You need to recognize it when overwhelm shows up or when fear sneaks in. Self-awareness is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself, and it's absolutely essential if you're wanting to create this vision that you're holding in your heart. So that's important for us to actually get to that place. Another one is we got to find some strategies that bring us from the disempowering place back to an empowered place. So the strategies, for example, doubts. You know, we need to, one strategy that we use in the Business Mastery Program is when we're feeling doubt is to look to evidence of possibility. We actually have some things that we can do where we look to our previous clients or we look to our previous accomplishments and gather up the evidence that we can do this. That's how we counter doubt. Or for fear, if we're in a place of fear, the strategy is for us to, you know, a great saying is the only difference between fear and excitement, the only difference is our imagined outcome. Think about that. I love that piece because, you know, physiologically your heart rate increases, your endorphins kick in, your eyes, your pupils dilate. Those are all the physiological things that happen with both fear and excitement. But the difference is the desired outcome. So one of the strategies we use in the Business Mastery Program to overcome fear is to simply imagine a different outcome. Okay, so this is my invitation to you, is in order for you to manage mindset, which builds your confidence, is to simply be in a state of awareness this week. See if you can't name the feeling you're having. There's a great quote. This is shared by my friend Robin Blank, who's going to be at the summit. It was a quote that she gave me from Buddha, and is, enlightenment is catching ourselves off track quicker than the time before. So it's just an awareness. Oops, I'm in overwhelm. Gee, let me get out of that. Or oops, I'm feeling fearful. Let me think about how I can pull myself back to confidence or courageousness. So that's the piece I wanted to share around confidence, is just knowing that, you know what, that if you can really put your attention on mastering a little bit of this piece of entrepreneurship, this is a game changer. This makes you more powerful in all that you do. And the problem is it can't happen overnight. You know, it took a lifetime for you to develop the mindset and the beliefs that you're moving through the world with today. So it's going to take some time, and I'm encouraging you to get some support from people who also get the importance of mindset. And they're going to move through, you know, that this process of really getting a handle and learning how to bring ourselves back to center. So out of all those emotions, I just want to ask you, my invitation is, which of those show up more often of the four? Overwhelm, doubt, fear, apathy, which really kind of shows up? And just watch how it shows up and see if you can't find a strategy just to pull yourself back to center this next week. Yay. Okay, cool. We're through our second C. Lots of good stuff. So I just kind of want to just settle in with you guys. I mean, I hope you're finding the nugget for you. Maybe you've already found it. Maybe something that I said around mindset really landed with you. Maybe it's this next one. I love this third C. I mentioned in the email that went out that this third C transformed my business. And what my story is, you know, I've built five businesses, and the last business that I sold my interest in, When I sold that interest, part of what I left behind was all the programs and content and things that I created. And I also, you know, when I left and sold that part of the business, I also sort of gave up the ability to kind of connect with the community that I had built there. It's very common when you sell a portion of a business, something called a non-compete. And so what that meant is that 3 years ago, I had to start over, like really start over. I, in essence, didn't have really a community or a database and didn't have any content. I had to recreate that. And I tell you that story because so many of you feel like maybe I've been at this a while maybe, and you're feeling as though, you know, you're kind of behind the eight ball. But, you know, I did. I just started over 3 years ago. And were it not for my ability to forge new relationships, I would not be able to really be where I am today. So that third C is connections. For those of you who like to fill in the blanks, connections. And what I wanted to bring to the call tonight is let you know that I'm a believer that we need to build connections at three levels. So there are three communities. So you might want to put communities. That's another C. I never thought about that. But communities. So three communities that you need to forge a connection with. The first community is your personal support network. Oh, we love these. These are our friends. These are our loved ones. These are the people who just get us, and they believe in us. That's a personal support network. That's the first community I want you to forge connections, deep connections with. The second community that you want to forge connections with is your professional network. These are the colleagues that you have a shared passion for, or a shared value structure. People who are in your business and up to similar things. And, you know, they share, when I say shared values, for me, I've got a beautiful network of people who are in what we call the thought leader or the expert community. And the reason I have such a great connection with them is because we're all out to do the scary things that we know are gonna create change in the planet. You know, so that's a values that we all share. So in your professional network, they're people who you've got something in common with. And so you can create that support between them. So first is the personal support network. The second one is the professional network. And the third is your inside team. Now, depending on where you are in business, many of you are what we call a solo entrepreneur, or you're just an individual maybe growing a business. You may think that you don't need a team, but I'm here to say that you do. And the team can come in all different shapes and sizes. And so just to think about this, if connections, you know, for me, when I started over 3 years ago, how I built that network again to where it is today was me attending events. I have to be completely honest with you. And I was having fun as I was preparing for the training today. You know, I mentioned, my client in Dubai, who I adore, she's been a client now for almost 3 years, I met her at a National Speakers Association event. Just one little event that I attended that long ago has led to having a client all the way over in Dubai. Now she's in England. But had I not gone to that event, it wouldn't have happened. That's how I forged connections. An event from Jack Canfield led to a client in Israel. My dear friend Jeff and client, he's on the call, I met him at a speaking event. So some of you who know that I've worked with John Dalworth, he's a coach on call. He's also going to be speaking at the summit. I met John at a Marsha Weider event. So not only have so many clients come from them, but deep personal friends of mine. And so I want to share with you that you need to find some way to expand your network so you can create those connections. And obviously, my invitation to you is that the Business Mastery Summit be possibly one of those places that you can create those amazing connections. And I'm here to tell you that it can be all three of those connections. Because in that room, you're going to meet people who are going to become lifetime friends. Because they share the vibe, you know, and we're going to have some really cool experiences. You know, we're having, I'm a believer of having, you know, creating community before the event even starts. So while some people have their party at the end of the event, we're having a kickoff party on Friday night before the event really starts. So Friday night, we have a kickoff party. Also something we're doing to create meaningful connections for all of you is, of course, you know, lots of great exercises throughout the day where you'll be sharing and being able to work on your 4 M's and get clear with someone else in the room. But we're also doing a bonfire on the beach on Saturday night with s'mores and great music. Lots of things woven in because I want you to walk away with friends, people who get you. Also professional network. You're going to build that because these are people who are also up to great things. Pretty much a lot of the people who are going to be at the summit, they kind of fall into these interesting two pockets. There's a wonderful group of direct sellers and leaders. We've got even people in executive places from direct selling world. And we've also got the expert category, speakers, authors, trainers, coaches. They're all going to be there too. So you're going to find lots of people who are up to the same things that you're up to. And then I'm specifically bringing people into the summit who are support people, everything from admin assistants, copywriters, people who can handle technology for you. So I've designed this event so that that third C is completely blown out at this event because I want you to walk away feeling that you created more connections in these 2 days with this community than ever before. And even so, I want you to take a look at, obviously, the Business Mastery Summit. It has lots of detail about what we're going to be doing at the event. I want to give you a little bit more detail so that you can make that decision for yourself. And then I want to make this announcement that I've never, ever announced before. But I think one of the things I love, I did 3 videos for that page. So if you're on the BusinessMasterySummit.com page, you'll see I did 3 videos. And those of you who know me and are friends with me, you know that video is not my favorite thing, but I really wanted to share with you guys what I've got planned. And one of the things I say in that first video is I want you to know what I'm training on. I hate it when people invite me to an event, but they don't tell me the content. So I'm really clear about what we're covering in each of those 4 training segments. In fact, the second video on the page tells you exactly that. What I will tell you is the entire weekend is designed to support you in these 3 C's. Okay? So think about clarity. Well, you know, we're gonna have you define more clearly those 4 M's that we know are important for those people who've already, you know, in the Business Mastery program or taking it to the next level so that you can speak your message to other people, get feedback, fine-tune. So that gift of clarity about, you know, what does your business look like? What's the possibility? I'm doing an exercise on vision that I've never done before. I use a four-dimensional vision process, and I'm building upon that. So we're gonna take the picture of what your business is, and we're going to make it even more detailed, because the more you're clear about what you're creating, oh my goodness, the more you can create. And the other piece for the second piece was confidence. We're going to give you some tools around mindset, and then you're going to have that community, those connections that can support you in the following months, years, I'm hoping, with your new network of support. So another thing I want to share with you is that that you'll see that the event, if you scroll to the bottom, there's two packages. If you're on a budget and you need to be as economical as possible, there is a basic package that includes just the 2 days. So if that's what you need to do and that's what's going to get you to the event, do that. Do just the basic package. There's also a VIP package, and that VIP package includes the Friday party. It includes the 2 lunches. So everybody gets to come to the bonfire on Saturday. We're not having anybody miss that one. But just so that you know, the VIP package is sort of the extras. Now, so before we make this announcement, I have a couple friends on the line. So I know I have Jeff here. I know I have Jackie here, and I have Liz. Yes, is everybody here?
I'm here.
Okay, Jackie? Liz, go ahead and do *6, and Jeff, go ahead and do *6. I know Jeff's here. So go ahead, Jackie. So here's what I want to ask you. I had Jackie on the call. Now, I adore this woman. Here's the deal. Jackie I met her, gosh, it's been now 3 years, hasn't it?
4 years,
oh my gosh. So when I met Jackie, she was having her business, and she took a leap of faith, and she took a first course with me. So, Jackie, you know all the things that I've trained on. You're now in the Business Mastery Program. This is the first time you've heard me train on these 3 C's. Can you tell me how these 3 C's show up in your business and how they've impacted you?
Well, I have to say that getting the clarity of what my real purpose was helped me to then gain the confidence that I could talk to people. That once I defined all of these things in the 4 M's, I was able to be clear about my message, and it gave me confidence to talk about my message, which is huge, and to do it in a comfortable and easy way that felt powerful to me. The connections have just been, as far as the connections are concerned, I've begun to really connect with some very important people that can really help me to grow my business, and I can help them to grow theirs.
Yeah, that's a fun part, isn't it, Jackie?
Yeah, reciprocal
and just
part.
Total transparency. I mean, you and I are even looking at possibly, you know, the whole project together that you and I can work on. So,
yes.
You know, that's talk about a game changer, huh? That's going to be an exciting.
Huge.
So just know, you know, that's part of what we're about. Is we're always looking for opportunities to collaborate. My feeling is that, you know, we all are going to have our own businesses that we're building, but when we collaborate and come together with a common vision, that's where magic happens. So thank you for being here. I wanted, if you had any thoughts you wanted to share with people about being at the summit, what might you share?
Okay, my first experience with that was 2 years ago, and I took my business in supercharge and moved to the top of my company. And I have to attribute it to the vision that I got there, the clarity that I got, all of the things that are so important in being able to move forward and find your revenue streams, especially in the direct sales business. Finding your revenue streams was unique for me.
That was that was a total eye-opener for you, huh?
Oh, huge, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I have to say that if I hadn't had the time, the downtime there, to really reflect and and plan, and I came home with a powerful plan that really helped me with the clarity in my business.
Yay! You said the P word.
Yeah,
I love it. And planning, we're all big on planning. With the Business Mastery Program, we work on what's called the Freedom Plan. It's a sort of a roadmap, really, to get us from where we are now to where we want to be. So, Jackie, thank you so much for being here tonight. It's always good to have you here on my calls.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could be here.
Thank you.
Learn something every time.
Good. I aim to please. Okay, and Jeff, are you there with me live?
I am.
Oh, there you are. Okay, cool. So Jeff was the one that I mentioned. So he's a perfect example of the magic that can happen when you put yourself out there and you attend an event and you meet new people, because Jeff and I actually met at an event in Los Angeles, and we instantly had a connection, and then he became a client, and now he's just rocking and rolling. So, Jeff, when you heard these three C's tonight, you've never heard me train on this, what do you think the three C's have done for you?
They have allowed me in 3 months to do more than I've ever done in building a business. I had a business before for 5 years, and I never got this far. And I think it all goes back to the clarity, but it really, you know, so I know what I'm working towards. And, I mean, we had our coaching call today, and I told you, I mean, I'm sitting in a really different chair. I am confident, very confident that, you know, I've got the tools, the strategies, the people in place, the support to bring kind of my mission to the world and be able to kind of change the way in which college students experience college. So I'm way more confident than I was just 3 months ago, and I'm delighted by being able to have all of those connections, you know, the connections through the mastermind groups, through the community calls. I can't wait to come to Monterey in October.
I know, it's going to be so much fun. Oh, so Jeff, so I want to, like, there's a significant piece here for clarity with you. Like, you already knew one of the markets that you served, and I want to use an example here is sometimes we can't see the forest of the trees because some of you are in business and you can't see an opportunity because you're so knee-deep in everything that you do. So Jeff serves the college market. He's got a great offer, and he does keynoting, and he's working with college professionals to support them. And one of the examples of getting clear is he now sees that he has a whole other market that he didn't see, and that is the parent of the individual sending their children off to college. It's going to be me for 3 years. I'm going to be leaning into you. But the whole idea of the support that he can give the parent on how to prepare your child to go to college and how then to be able to support them during that first year, that first crucial year, what do we as parents need to do from home, both before, you know, before they leave and then once they do leave? Like, that's a huge piece, and it's, I think, such significant work that was never seen before. So that's an example of how masterminding and working with others can help you see an opportunity that you may have never, ever seen. So I'm so proud of you, Jeff. And you just are you're working a full-time job, and you've made all this progress in your business. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love it. Well, so that's Jackie and that's Jeff. Liz just texted me, and I have to share this because it's actually pretty funny. She is speaking tonight, and I said, Liz, if you can make it, dial in after you spoke. And she's speaking tonight, and evidently she's having a really great evening because she said, oh, my gosh, it's going really well, and I can't be on the call. So we all want to send Liz great thoughts. She's a perfect example. I will share what she's doing because I want you all to see the example. When she came to me, she was kind of trying to figure out who she was and what she was offering. Well, next week on the 6th of September, we took something that she does in her own life. She does this thing where she commits to one thing for 30 days. So Liz, all of a sudden, I found out about that, and she's this great coach and this amazing speaker. She has her own TV show. She got her own TV show since she started the coaching program, she's doing something called the 30 Days of You. She's going to launch a campaign next week. She's got television coverage. She's got joint venture partners to launch this campaign that where she supports people to make a commitment to one thing for 30 days. So if you're on my Facebook, by the way, make sure you're a Facebook friend because I'm going to share Liz's 30 days of you and you can participate in that. But she was going to be here tonight just to say that, you know, total transformation. She's only been in the coaching program, but these three C's. So I asked her out of all these three C's, which was the most impactful for her, and she said clarity also. She said that she feels that the clarity is what causes, you know, that's the increase in confidence. So she said it's like really the those two, because once she got clear, she's able to be more confident in making decisions and going out there and doing this big campaign. It was a pretty exciting thing. So those are some examples. I want you to see that these three C's can make a difference for you immediately, hopefully like now and tomorrow and this week, so that you can start to see some really beautiful shifts like Jackie and Jeff and Liz have seen. Okay, we're coming down the – perfect timing. We're coming down the wire. So Louise, bless her heart, Louise Umecki, she's my personal assistant, and she we came up with this idea of how we could do this randomly, and she's worked on it. So I have the phone number of the person who wins the 3 months. I want to first tell you also what my jaw-dropping announcement is. What I'm excited about, so here's what happened. This morning I woke up and I was thinking about all of you who are going to be on the call and listening to this recording. And what I was thinking about was, you know, the most important thing to me is that you get support. That really is it. You know, so this call is a way for me to support you, but I also know the impact of live support. And so I'm doing a 2-for-1 offer on the summit. And this is a limited time. We're going to extend it through midnight tomorrow. That way we can get the recording out to everyone in the morning, and then people who couldn't be with us live can hear this. So you're not penalized if you're not here. You just can't win 3 months. It can't be one of the possible winners. But it's a 2-for-1 offer. So that means that when you register for the summit, at either the basic package price or the VIP price, you get to bring a friend for free. And I'm excited about it because, you know, I thought about it. And so I spoke to my team, and my team was like, are you kidding me, Jane? You're going to really do this? First of all, it's a limited time. We're going to take this away. The second thing is I really believe that transformation happens faster when you have a partner. And I know what it's like because I've attended a lot of events by myself. And I know what it's like to be in a room and to see something brand new or to see a new vision for myself. And then I got to come back and I need to enroll my husband and I need to enroll the team and I need to be able to articulate it. But the times that I've gone to events with a buddy, with a friend, Katarina Rando is a good friend, we just went to NSA, there's something that happens when you both experience something together. It's like you have this shared language and this shared vision. So I want you to have a buddy with you. That's the whole reason I'm doing this. And just know that so whether you, if you register for the basic package or the VIP package, the free package is the basic. So I'm willing, I can pick up the tab for the basic price of $297. If your friend also wants to do the VIP package, they'll be able to upgrade. We'll give them an opportunity to upgrade. But whether you come at the basic package of $297 or the VIP package of $397, I'm gonna take care of your friend, and you get to give the gift. Some people do a little, you know, creative financing where the one person pays the first payment and the other person pays the second payment. So how you do that on the back end is totally up to you. I see it that if you make the commitment to yourself and your business, I make the commitment to you by allowing you to bring a friend for free. It can also be your partner, your life partner, your husband, your wife. It can also be that as well. Or it can be just someone who maybe is on your team. Maybe you have a team member you want to be there present with you who supports you in your business. Maybe it's a best friend. Doesn't matter to me. I just want the more the merrier. So that's why I'm doing this 2-for-1 offer, is I want you to be supported. So exciting. I'm super excited. So number one, just go to the businessmasterysummit.com page. Do check out all the information, all the details that I've given you. Scroll down to the bottom. You'll see the two packages at the bottom. You'll get an email back, and what we're going to do is tomorrow morning we'll send you a super-duper secret link that you can send to your friends. You'll be able to invite them to participate after tomorrow, and then they can also upgrade to the VIP if they'd like. So So I'm excited. So just to recap, tonight we've gone over those three C's. I'm gonna make the announcement last of the phone number. I'm just getting it from Louise, and I don't know who this is, so I can't wait. You gotta unmute when we call the number. But I want to recap for tonight. The first C, clarity, getting clear about your business. That what I call that level one mastery of mission, market, message, and model will change everything for you. That's number one. So you can even just start this week by being more mindful about those four. The second one is confidence. Increased confidence moves mountains, and increased confidence comes from you managing mindset. So I gave a couple different ways that you can shift from one place to another. Just know, perhaps for you, it's just simply awareness, noticing the inner dialogue. That can be one of the first things you can do for yourself. Then lastly, connections. Just realize that, you know, connections are what's going to change your business, both from a support standpoint, but also collaborative. You know, my community has grown to multiple thousands, and it's not just for me, you know, being on a stage here and there. It's because I created collaborations with other people who helped me get my message out. That's what's going to happen. So those are the three C's. I'm now ready. So this is the phone number. Now, I'm only going to give the first six digits. Now, I'm going to open it up. I'm going to do a star five so I'll be able to have the person open up. I'm going to do it twice.
Drum roll.
Okay, everybody's muted, and I'm going to have this person go ahead and unmute themselves. Now, what you're getting is the silver level of the Business Mastery Program. This is a group. This is a program that I have people joining it every single month. You will get the Business Mastery Program, which includes full access to an unbelievable online learning center where every single week you'll walk through an exercise with me to grow your business, to get the four M's in place, for you to grow your marketing avenues. Also, what's included in the Business Mastery Program is a Monday message from me. So every Monday, you'll get in your inbox a video, about 7 minutes from me, addressing an aspect of growing your business. It's been, I know, a favorite of many people in the program. I'm authentic. I tell you what's happening with me and how it might relate to you. And you also get what we call the intention tracker. So every week, you'll set intentions for your business. And when you set those intentions and you click them off as you do these goals, you see gold stars show up. It's super, super fun. So you get to win this. And your phone number is 425, that's the area code, 425-743. 425-743. You better still be on the call. So if that's you, do star six, and that'll unmute you.
Nope.
Say that.
Hello.
Me. Yes?
Hello.
Is that you? So who is this?
It's Fran.
Fran? Fran,
how are you?
In the course.
I know.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. We're going to pick another number. So, Fran, you know what I'm going to do? It's how about I throw in some additional coaching for you?
That's perfect.
You love that?
Yes, I love it.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do, Fran. I have one more number, which is our backup. How cute. So Fran is already in the Mastery Program. Out of all the people, there's probably about, you know, a couple hundred people. I can't believe Louise picked Fran. Okay, so we're going to pick a second number. Fran, if that person is not on the call, you get to gift the 3 months to someone that you know and love.
Oh, I would love that. Okay.
Okay. So we have the second number is 705-726. So it's 705 area code 726. Are you still on? If so, do star six.
Hi, Jane. It's Pat Murray.
Pat, this is exciting. How funny. This is really strange. Pat, would you like the 3 months? I already work with Pat, everybody. Would you like the 3 months, or would you like some private coaching?
I'd love some private coaching.
Okay, I love that. Okay, let's do private coaching, you and I, Pat. Howard, so I have to say something. This is really interesting. I believe this is the law of attraction, right? Like right here happening, because literally we have hundreds of people on the call, and Louise picked one number randomly, and I picked one number randomly, and I adore you both. So Fran, what that means is you get to award the 3 months to someone that you love in your life.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Do you know who it's going to be? You don't have to say the name. Just tell me that you know.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yes,
okay.
I do.
Excellent. 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 Okay, everybody. I am so glad that you were all here tonight. I hope that this 3 C's really resonated with you at a deep level. Most of all, I'm hoping that you will find a way for us to be able to work together. One thing that you'll find out about me is that when you become a client, whether you come to an event or you join a program that I offer, I commit to you at a really deep level because I believe that we've been put in each other's path for a reason, and I, in essence, join your support team in a really meaningful way. So thank you, everybody. I'm going to turn off the recording, and I'm going to stay around for any questions or ahas. So hold on 1 second.